The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. The middle of the Mishnah says as follows: Hamud veHano Mechaveroi. Someone who asks Hano from his friend. Ve'ein loy ma yoicha. So now the person who is not allowed to derive any benefit from his friend does not have what to eat. So the person who has the money but is not allowed to give benefit to his friend would like to support him. So he goes to the chenvani and he says, Ish ploini muda mimeni hano. The following person taka asir hana for me and I don't know what to do. Vahu noisen loy. So the chenveni goes and gives him food. Uba v'noitel mize. And then he collects money from this person. The same halach is true. Haisa beisai live nois. Gidei ligdar. He needs his house built. He needs his fence put up. So deu liktar. His field needs to be cut. He goes to the poilim va'imer and he says, "Ish ploini muda mimeni hano." This person asked hano for me. Ve'ein yodei ma'ase. Ve'ein oisin imoy, and they do it. Uba'im v'noitlim schar mizeh, and they come and they collect schar. Tosfos over here, as well as the Rosh, say that this that it says ve'ein loy ma yoichal is urcha de milsa. It's lav dafka. And who adin, if this person has a lot to eat, afal pikein, the halacha is, he is allowed to do this eitzah. What is this eitzah? So what this eitzah is that he's going over to the chenvani, he's going over to these poyalim, and he's telling them that this person needs help. He is not at all being mechayiv himself, explains the Ran, to pay them back, but rather stating a fact that this person needs help, and I'm unable to help them. In that case, they're giving money. Midina, there is no chiyuv whatsoever for the other person to pay them back. They sort of expect that they're going to be paid, but there is no din whatsoever that they have a right to mon money. Therefore, they're not considered to be a shliach, and memela, they're considered giving money in their own right, and the fact that he pays back afterwards is a zayte gezach. However, if he would have been mechayev him money, there we say that it's aser to allow this, and the reason is because once he's mechayev to pay the chenvani, to pay the workers, they're considered his shliach, and the same way the person cannot derive benefit from the person that he aser hano, hu adin, he cannot derive benefit from the person who is a shliach for the one that he asked hana from. As we mentioned earlier, Tosfos speaks out that this is a heter, lav dafka, because he's starving, but simply because the Mishnah is saying that that's not considered that he gave him hana. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, Hayim halchem baderech ve'in loy ma yoichal. They're going on the way and he has nothing to eat. And the only person that has what to eat is the person that he asked hana from. So noisen le'echad l'shem matana. He gives it to the other person l'shem matana. V'halom mutaba. And then the person could eat it, because now it's not the person who he asked hana from. L'mazogin ruvein asked hana from Shimon. Shimon now goes and gives this as a matana to Levi. So it's no longer Shimon's, it's Levi's, and therefore Ruvain could derive benefit from it. What happens if any Mohim Acher, if there's nobody else? Maniach ala sella oy ala geder. He puts it down, either on a rock or a fence. Now he says that it's Hefka for whoever wants, and the other person takes it and eats it. Reversi oyser. Reversi says it's oser. The Gemara explains that the Iker reason why Reversi says it's oser is a Zaitig Machlekes in Hefka. Reversi holds that it blibes Hefker. Hefker does not make it leave anyone else's Rishus, but rather it blibes Rishus of the Bailim HaRishonim until Ada Osi L'Rishus Zoicha, and therefore it's still considered his. But Be'ikr, Avesi's maskim that by getting it out of his Rishus, Memela the person could take it. Here, Tosfos and the Rosh say that this that we say, these two Eitzes, both, the first Eitzah that you give it La'achel L'Shem Atona, and the second Eitzah that if there's no Acher, that you could be Mafkir it and you could come take it, this Heter was only said if Taka the Baderech Ve'ein Loi Ma'al Yoichal, the person Nebuch is starving and doesn't have what to eat. So here Chazal allowed to make this Eitzah to give it to somebody else with Matona, and then the person could be Zoich in it. However, if he has what to eat, it is Aser to do this Eitzah, because this is considered a harama. This is considered by a trick. However, if Imamish has nothing to eat, there Chazal allowed it. And Kol Shekein, by Kol Shekein, by Hefker, it's the same thing. That if he's going to be Mafkirit, that Heter is only if there's nobody around and he's starving, then we're allowed to do it. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that this is not the das of all the Rishonim. Although the Rosh and Tosfos clearly state this in the first case of that they say that even in that case one is not allowed to give it to somebody else unless it's Ein Loi Ma'yoichal. Zokter B'Kiveger, not everybody holds like that. And he brings that the Rav in Mishnayis, if you look on this Mishnah, the Pirush HaRav, he only says, when the Mishnah fears ois and says, Im Eini Mo'em Achem, Meniach Adasela, Yagede, Va'omar Reyem Mufkoim, that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, if there's nobody else, that you can make it Hefke, there he says that it's only an Eitz Atakim in Lema Yoicha. So it's Mashma from the Rav, that Lu Yitzura, it would be a case where he has what to eat. So the only time we would have a problem is to Taka make it Hefke. But to give it a Matono La'acher, there, even if he has what to eat, that would be allowed. Azoy is L'chare Muchach in the Rav. And the truth is, Zokter B'Kiva Eger over there in Mishnais, that Be'etzem Azoy is Mavur and Toysis and Ksubis and Amadir, Daf Ayin and Medbeis, Divya Maschel Tvei, Toysis says Lahedya, that if you give it La'acher B'Matono, the Muda could have Ano, even if it's Yeshloi Ma'yoichal. However, Zok Tosfos, this Eitzah to say, to make it Hefker and let the other person take it, that's only Im Ein Loi Ma'yoicha. So, Kum Dechois, we have a Machloikis Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rosh here, both Nemon, that one is not allowed to give something, L'Shei Matona, to somebody else, Kidei, that the Mudar Hanosh should be able to be Nene from it. Because it's considered a haram, and they only allowed it im ein loy ma'yoicha. Tosfos and Ksubis and the Rav Mishnayis Kinnere, they pashtus argue, and they say that no, this Eitzah, to give it to somebody else, l'shem atona, and then for the person who's also to have an offer from, to be nana from it, is mutter even if it's yesh loy ma'yoicha. This din, that it's only im ein loy ma'yoicha, is only in the case of Hefker, which is a more b'di'evedik eitzah, there Chazal w'taka choshish. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeya, Simin Reish Chaf Aleph Siftes, it says, Sai by noisem atona la'acher, only in the she'en lo ma'yoichal, and also by Hefker, that im ein sham acher, it also says over there, im ein lo ma'yoichal. And the Shach Taka over there, in Simin Reish Chaf Aleph Sifkot Nun Beis, brings the Rosh, that the only time it's mutter to give it to somebody else is only im ein loy ma'yoichal. Ma'she'en kein, if it's yesh lo ma'yoichal, even to give it a matana to somebody else would taka be osur. Tosfos in our sugya explains, as we said before, that the vart is because of a harama. That since l'maisa, it's never a harama, you're looking to get around it. Therefore, Chazal did not allow it. And Tosfos goes on to say, from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz's father, Shemizel lamadnu, we see from here, Shekol haramos asuros bein b'rabim bein b'yochid. All kinds of haramas, all kinds of shtick, all kinds of etzes, to try to get the food from one to the other, is aser. Say if it's b'rabim, say if it's b'yochid, if it's private, if it's public, it doesn't make a difference. The only time Chazal allowed to give it to somebody else, the matana, today that he should be nene, to make a harama, is only mamish if he doesn't have what to eat. And we taka see that if taka something is also b'hana, Tosfos is telling effect, b'shem and b'lezim mimitz, that to make shtick for no reason, in order that the person should get it, is something that should not be done. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Shavuos Siman Tezayin brings down a shaila as follows. What happens if someone taka asks hanof from his friend? So Ruvain asks hanof from Shimon. So Ruvain is not allowed to have any hanof from Shimon. And Ruvain is a gefer l'cha'oni and needs money. Is Shimon allowed to give the money to the gabbai tzedaka? And the gabbai tzedaka in turn will take that money and give it to that Ani. And the Machane Ephraim says that if you look, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Ran and the Mardchai, they want to say that this is Mutter to do. It's Tak of Mutter to give it to the Ani, to give it to the Gabet Stoker, and he'll give it to the Ani. And the Rosh and the Re'im say that it's Asr. Explains the Machane Ephraim, the Pshat in the Ran and the Mardchai is because they learn out of this sugya. That just like we see in this sugya, that if you give it a matana to somebody else, that person is allowed to then go and give it to the person who needs it. And although we're speaking out that it's only mutter in a case where hitaka in le malechel, the Machane Ephraim's case is also talking about an oni shein le malechel. So therefore, the gabbai serves as that other person. You give it to the gabbai. It now comes b'shus gabbai. And the gabbai in turn goes and gives it to whichever oni he wants. And he gives it to him. It's not a problem. Because yitaka have this etzah that it was given as a matana to somebody else. However, zok the Machane Ephraim, the Rosh and the Re'im, they want to say it's aser. And they will understand that you cannot be medame from our Mishnah, our case. Because although our Mishnah says that if you give it the Shem Matana, he could then in turn go and give it to the Mudah Hanoah, b'makim she'en le'mal yoichal, over here in our Mishnah he's giving it as a Matana Gemur. The person be'etzim could do with it whatever he wants. And then that person decided to go give it to the intended receiver, the person who's also from having Hanoah, then it's okay. However, Zakhtar Machane Ephraim, over here, by a Gabet Stoker, even though, Be'etzem, he gets the money and he has Rishus to give it to any Oni he would like, however, there's a din that he, Bedafka, has to give it to Ani. He can't just turn around and spend with this money whatever he wants. And since there is a limitation into what he is able to do with this money, Zakhtar Machane Ephraim, it's somewhat considered, according to the Rosh and the Re'im, that it's still Bishus Bailam. The Bailam still has some sort of control, because the Bailam was the one that dictated that it has to go to Shem Oni. And although there's a certain amount of freedom that the Gabet Stoker has, but Lemaisi, you can't say that it completely left the Bailam's Rishus, and therefore, it's still considered... Therefore, it is not considered like it ever left his rishos. Aber zok de Machane Ephraim, one thing would be clear, that if he gave it to the Bailam, and he told the Bailam lehedya, that you have to give it to this Oni, so now, the halacha is, it's napshat in halacha that we look at it, that it goes to the hand of the Gabbai, and then the Gabbai goes and gives it to the Oni. we look at it that the Ani was zeich in it right away. Zakter ledivre hakoil, that would zicha be aser, because over there it went straight from the bailim into the hand of the Ani, and since the Ani is not allowed to have enough in the bailim, so that is not considered to have a middleman, and there would zicha be aser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.